Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
On steers at 323 even, the average statewide on those light seven weights was 299 and a few pennies.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $8 per head lower and feeder pigs were mostly steady. Demand was moderate for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early wean pigs was $55.70 and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $106.18. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Concerns about severe weather today in the southern U.S., particularly Alabama and Mississippi, which could get tornadoes. There were nearly half a dozen tornadoes reported in Missouri Friday. One person died in Butler County. As ABC's Matt Rivers says, a large storm system impacts the entire region.
Wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, fueling out-of-control fires, walls of dust blinding drivers, and sending trucks flying in the Texas Panhandle.
There it goes. There goes another one.
Multiple 18-wheelers north of Interstate 40 in Amarillo falling like dominoes.
The Senate voted to avert a government shutdown after the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, said he'd go along with a short-term bill, otherwise it would empower Donald Trump's Doge plan. The president said peace through strength, announcing a U.S. airstrike in Iraq killed the leader of ISIS, too. This is ABC News. For the first time, we're hearing the 911 call from a surviving roommate who called for help hours after her University of Idaho roommates were murdered in 2022.
Years after the University of Idaho murders, ABC News obtaining this audio.
It's a house.
One of two surviving roommates who is standing in her driveway in Moscow, Idaho, sobbing, eventually going inside the home. Jenna Kernodle, Ethan Chapin, Kaylee Gonsalves, and Maddie Mogan had been stabbed to death. Prosecutors say the killer was Brian Koberger. He claims he's innocent. Alex Stone, ABC News.
American influencer Sam Jones apologized for posting a video of her snatching a baby wombat from its mother along the side of the road in Australia. The country's authorities threatened her with deportation. She has left the country voluntarily and apologized in a social media video. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Exactly what is Whitaker's Market? Well, it's a little hard to classify, but if you picture combining a bulk food store with a discount grocery store, stir in some organic food co-op, and a big dip of old-fashioned general store, you get the idea. It's a store where you bring home more groceries than you thought you could afford, but spend less than you planned. Come on in. It's a great day to shop at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the line of thunderstorms, which produced some damaging winds across the region last night, has now shifted away and weakened, and most of the rain will stay back in parts of Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin today, but we could catch a few spotty showers here and there. Otherwise, breezy conditions will be the rule. Gradually, some colder air will settle in later today and tonight as well. It'll feel more winter-like, so be sure to have the coats and gloves handy. Should see a bit more sunshine tomorrow, but still chilly. Then some much warmer air moving back in early next week with gusty south winds. Enjoy that because we're looking at another storm coming in late Tuesday night and Wednesday. While the precipitation should start as rain, it is likely to turn over to some wet, heavy snow by midday Wednesday, and we could have sizable accumulations through Wednesday evening. That, coupled with some strong winds, could make for some very tricky travel. Things should quiet down a bit by Thursday. Here's that forecast for today: partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, with isolated light rain showers possible. High temperature about 54 in the morning, and then falling. South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming westerly later. Tonight, breezy and sharply colder. Chance of a couple of snow flurries early, low at 23. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a high near 40. Northwest wind 10 to 20. On Monday, partly cloudy, gusty winds and turning much warmer, low at 23 in the morning with a high all the way up to 59 degrees. For Tuesday, unseasonably warm with nice sunshine, low at 39, high 66. Wednesday, rain starting up in the early morning, then switching to snow by midday. Snow accumulations right now look like they could be 3 to 8 inches in the area. Windy as well. Low 33, high 37. Thursday breezy and cool, maybe some flurries, high about 36. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
To start your Saturday, we're at 51 degrees, that following our low of 46, and our high yesterday, we set a record, it was 80. The record high for today in 2012 was 77, the record low just 4 below zero from 1997. 1 year ago, 57 the high, 30 the low. Sunrise today, 7:14, sunset tonight, 7:07, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:12. We have received 12 hundredths of an inch of rain, partly to mostly cloudy currently. The barometric pressure at 29.93, that's steady, and a southwest wind up to 5 miles per hour, but holding pretty steady between 1 and 2. Again, our morning low, 46. Our record high yesterday was 80. Our current temperature is 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Napa know-how.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Know-how.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. The 2025 State Girls Basketball Tournament continues with championship Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay today. How did we get to championship Saturday? Well, Division I semis. It was Kimberly over Appleton East, 55-34. Muskego downed Arrowhead, 56-44. Today's championship, Division I, it's Muskego facing Kimberly. In Division II, Edgewood defeated Rice Lake, 52-30, Wauwatosa East over West De Pere, 71-58. The Division II championship will feature Edgewood against Wauwatosa East. In Division 3, Xavier outlasted Elk Mound 45-35, Oostburg over Laconia 66-57. The Division 3 final today for the championship, Xavier against Oostburg. Division 4, it was Cuba City winning. They defeated the Prairie School 68-63, St. Mary Catholic over Durand, Arkansas 58-45. Today's D4 championship, St. Mary Catholic will face Cuba City. And Division 5, the semis, we see Assumption defeating Owen Withy 61-36 and Barneveld over Lourdes Academy 41-28. Today's Division 5 championship will feature Assumption taking on Barneveld. John Tanjay matched his career high with 6 three-pointers on his way to 26 points, and number 18 Wisconsin tied the Big Ten tournament single-game record by making 19 three-pointers in an 86-70 win over fourth-seeded UCLA. Tanjay also had 9 rebounds and 4 assists. He was 9 of 10 from the field and perfect 6-for-6 on threes as the 25-8 Badgers advance to today's first semifinal game as they take on number 7 Michigan State, and the Big Ten tournament continues. Today's meeting will be the second between the two teams. Michigan State is 18-3 on the season. They're ranked number 7 Big Ten play. Wisconsin in conference is 15-7. Overall for Bucky, they sport a 25-8 record. That game can be heard on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Today's Big Ten semifinal playoff pregame gets underway at 11. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly to mostly cloudy, breezy today, isolated light showers possible. 54 for a high, then falling temperatures into the nighttime. Breezy, sharply cooler tonight. Stray flurries are possible early, a low of 23. We stay cool on Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 40. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, still cold, a low of 23. We warm up a little bit on Monday, partly cloudy, gusty winds with a high of 59. And unseasonably warm again on Tuesday with nice sunshine and a high temperature of 66. Wednesday, the cold trend returns, 37 for a high. Thursday, a high of just 36. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You'll be sorry you asked me the reason that she's not here with me tonight. And I know you were probably just acting polite. You'll be sorry. We started having problems wrong as last year. Things have been kind of rough for quite a while. And you know how you think it'll work itself out. Yeah, well, mister, that thought's wrong by a long, long mile. And you'll be sorry you asked me the reason that she's not here with me tonight. Just acting polite. You'll be sorry you ever asked why. I might should have seen we were drifting apart, but I was in what I guess you'd call denial. And I'd always heard you say you're the last one to know. Hey, well, buddy, I was last by a long, long while. We'll be right back.
so I can't really tell you who's at fault. There were certain third parties, well, her sister for one, who helped bring our reconciling to a drop dead halt. Aren't you sorry that's neither reason why she's not here with me tonight? And I know you were probably just acting polite, but I'm sure sorry you ever asked why. Aren't you sorry you ever asked why? I'm sure sorry you ever asked why. Did I tell you how she tried to have me locked out of the house? I had to go hire a lawyer and all. But I know that was mostly her family's idea. I could hear him tell her what to say.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Give it up for golf, but you're still digging in the mud. And you're staring at the window, saying everything will be just fine. And keeping with the whole affair, every word seems out of line. No matter what angle you get, it's polished till it shines. You take a guess where I stand. Pick a number, 1 or 2. Take a look, back of your hand, just like you know it. You know me too. When you say, who the hell am I living with? What just went down? Where did this come from, where all my colors faded brown? When did it change? What's with the rage? Who's the dude with the extra row? What's the verse, the line, the chapter, the page? You take a guess where I stand. Pick a number, 1 or 2. Take a look, back of your hand, just like you know it, you know me too. You think you're lost without any place left to go, like you need one of those kisses, long and slow. There's some things that I just know, like you take 2 sugars with a splash of cream. You take a guess where I stand. Oh, pick a number, 1 to 2. Then take a look back of your hand, just like you know it. You know me too.
WRCO.
We'll return after these messages.
The best day for great deals on everything for spring is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on spring essentials, from handbags starting at $49.99 to sheets starting at just $9.99. From 40 to 50% off new looks for the family to 40 to 50% off mattresses from Serta and more. And you can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day that's unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Good morning, Richland Center. Today's the day. Project Seed Day is here. Head on over to St. Mary's Church and School between 10 and 2 to stock up on quality, reasonably priced seeds for your farm or garden. With a variety of seeds to choose from, including forage seed, conventional seed corn, Roundup Ready seed, and Commander Alfalfa, Project Seed has everything you need to jumpstart your growing season. Don't miss this opportunity to support your local farm families and invest in the future of our community. See you at Project Seed Day today. It's time to sow the seeds of success.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
We're moving to 6:30. We will have news, weather, sports all coming your way. The worst floor and home thermometer for your weekend wake up. We're down to the big 5-0. Morning low 46. Here's a classic remake from Sammy.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. As she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Well, she can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. Well, she ain't really trying to cause a by the taxi stand. There's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. But she don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby.
Back in 2006, Sammy Kershaw decided, hey, I'm going to remake Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On, and that's a pretty darn good one. We're at 50 degrees on the worst floor and home thermometer. As we move to 6:30, we will have news, weather, and sports coming your way. We'll do that in about 3 minutes or so. Here's Charlie Pride to head down that way with You're My Jamaica.
Every day I read ads in the paper saying, come to the island.
Come to the island.
Bikini ladies, sweet rum drinks, they'll keep you smiling. So music on the record at home. When it comes to the warmth and the sunshine, well, I got my own. You're my Jamaica. You're where I wanna be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. It's all so exciting.
Paradise to me. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 6:30, time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Looking for a high today of 54, temperatures falling throughout the day. Our morning low, 46, our current temperature is 50.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
Good morning from the WRCO-FM newsroom. I'm Adam Hess. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced a new record high, 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Included in that total, construction sector jobs increased 700, up 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary unemployment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up 3.2%, which is 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%. The state's labor force participation rate was unchanged at 65.9% in January. The national rate increased to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 3.3 percentage points higher than the rest of the nation. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring election on April the 1st, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, ID card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. You can begin online to see a list of required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. Visit wisconsindmv.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Start that application at wisconsindmv.gov or a local DMV customer service center. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call the DMV's toll-free hotline 1-844-588-1069. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election info can be directed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission at elections.wi.gov. Project Seed will be held today from 10 until 2 at St. Mary Church parking lot, Richland Center. Project Seed, sponsored by the Diocese of La Crosse, is a sale that provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. There will be a wide variety of seeds available. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for 20 years.
When we first started out, we did not have anything but conventional seed. And because so many people have gone to using the Roundup Ready, we now have that available in the program. So I want to make sure that people don't revert back to thinking years back when we did not have the Roundup Ready. The other thing that we do quite a bit of here is alfalfa and grass seeds. Corn is a big thing, of course, but in our hill country, I love to see our fields with grass, alfalfa, and that sort of thing on because conservation-wise, it's better. So we have a very good selection. We've got products that we've been having for many years, and we've got a lot of faithful customers that keep coming back for the Commander alfalfa and things like that. But we do have a good selection of alfalfa seeds and also clovers and mixes and grasses. So just want to make sure that everyone understands that we have those all available.
Project Seed is open to everyone to attend and purchase seeds. There are even some new hybrids available for 2025. Steve Moore helps provide the seeds for Project Seed.
There's a bunch of new ones. The number of products that are available to us and other companies is actually going up, where for years it kept going down, down, down. If you want this cross here that's doing so well, you got to get the traits and pay the fees. So now there's some good combinations out there.
To prepare for your spring planting, you can stop by and see Project Seed today from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot, Richland Center. The City of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River Bottoms within the city limits Monday, beginning around 6 p.m. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure public safety. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, DNR, will begin selling bonus harvest authorizations for the 2025 spring turkey season Monday, with a designated sale date for each zone. Previously known as leftover permits, bonus harvest authorizations will be available online through the Go Wild license portal and at all licensed sales agents. Sales will begin at 10 a.m. and run through midnight each day. Anyone still seeking harvest authorizations may purchase bonus authorizations at this time. New this year, if hunters do not have a Go Wild username and password, they will be required to create them. This will add another layer of protection to Go Wild accounts. The DNR highly recommends that hunters create their username and passwords before Monday, as they will not be able to make their bonus harvest authorization purchases before they have created them, which may slow down their purchase experience. This means that if people are in the queue to purchase a bonus harvest authorization but have not yet created their username and password, they will not be able to do so until it's their turn to enter the site. Bonus harvest authorizations are $10 for residents, $15 for non-residents. Both residents and non-residents have equal opportunity to purchase authorizations. Hunters are encouraged to check the turkey zone map and spring turkey bonus harvest authorization availability to see if authorizations are available for the time period and zone they intend to hunt. Each zone will have a designated sale date. Hunters can purchase bonus authorizations at a rate of one per day until the zone and time period are sold out or until the season closes. Bonus harvest authorization purchases will not affect preference point status for future spring drawings. Additionally, the DNR recommends turkey hunters interested in purchasing a conservation patron license for the 2025-2026 season do so before Monday to make the bonus harvest authorization process as quick and easy as possible.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly to mostly cloudy, breezy today, isolated light showers possible. 54 for a high, then falling temperatures into the nighttime. Breezy, sharply cooler tonight. Stray flurries are possible early, a low of 23. We stay cool on Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 40. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, still cold, a low of 23. We warm up a little bit on Monday, partly cloudy, gusty winds with a high of 59, and unseasonably warm again on Tuesday with nice sunshine and a high temperature of 66. Wednesday, the cold trend returns, 37 for a high. Thursday, a high of just 36.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 54th Annual Sales Fair, on now at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonEggerCenter.com. Sales Fair, on now through Saturday, March 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. We'll have a look back and a look ahead. What are we talking about? Girls High School Basketball Championships. We've made it to Championship Saturday. We'll see how we got there. And also, a look ahead to a Brewer and Badger matchup.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. The 2025 State Girls Basketball Tournament continues with Championship Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay today. How did we get to Championship Saturday? Well, Division I semis, it was Kimberly over Appleton East, 55-34. Muskego downed Arrowhead, 56-44. Today's championship, Division I, it's Muskego facing Kimberly. In Division II, Edgewood defeated Rice Lake, 52-30. Wauwatosa East over West De Pere, 71-58. The Division II championship will feature Edgewood against Wauwatosa East. In Division III, Xavier outlasted Elk Mound, 45-35. Oostburg over Laconia, 66-57. The Division III final today for the championship, Xavier against Oostburg. Division IV, it was Cuba City winning. They defeated the Prairie School 68-63. St. Mary Catholic over Durand, Arkansas 58-45. Today's D4 championship, St. Mary Catholic will face Cuba City. And Division V, the semis, we see Assumption defeating Owen Withy, 61-36, and Barneveld over Lourdes Academy, 41-28. Today's Division V championship will feature Assumption taking on Barneveld. John Tanjay matched his career high with 6 three-pointers on his way to 26 points, and number 18 Wisconsin tied the Big Ten tournament single-game record by making 19 three-pointers in an 86-70 win over 4th-seeded UCLA. Tanjay also had 9 rebounds and 4 assists. He was 9 of 10 from the field and perfect 6-for-6 on threes as the 25-8 Badgers advance to today's first semifinal game as they take on number 7 Michigan State, and the Big Ten tournament continues. Today's meeting will be the second between the two teams. Michigan State is 18-3 on the season. They're ranked number 7 Big Ten play. Wisconsin in conference is 15-7. Overall for Bucky, they sport a 25-8 record. That game can be heard on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Today's Big Ten semifinal playoff pregame gets underway at 11.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Turning to the National Football League, Packers offensive tackles Rashid Walker and Zach Tom will almost double their 2024 NFL salaries with the payments they receive under the league's performance-based pay. The PPE represents supplemental player compensation based on a comparison of playing time to salary. Walker will receive over $925,000. Tom will get around $850,000. The NFL released the amounts for only the top 25 recipients. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that Cooper Kupp and the Seattle Seahawks have agreed on a three-year, $45 million contract. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity Friday because the contract hasn't been signed. Kupp, the Super Bowl 56 MVP, was released by the Los Angeles Rams on Wednesday. He'll help replace DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett in Seattle, which traded quarterback Geno Smith and signed Sam Darnold in free agency. Kupp started in college at Eastern Washington and was the AP Offensive Player of the Year in 2021. DeAndre Hopkins moved one-time MVP quarterback to another. After reaching the Super Bowl a season ago with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Hopkins will now play with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore after reaching a one-year agreement with the Ravens. Baltimore's offense was dazzling last season as Jackson threw for a career-high 4,172 yards, and he finished with a passer rating of 119.6. The Ravens don't necessarily need Hopkins to regain the form that made him an All-Pro from 2017 through 2019. He did reach 1,000 yards receiving in 2023 before moving up more pedestrian numbers into the season a year ago. Now we move on to Big League Baseball for your Saturday sports. With at least one big free agent signing in outfielder Kyle Tucker, many baseball analysts say Chicago will rule the National League Central, but CBS Sports disagrees, tabbing the Milwaukee Brewers to win the Central for a third straight season. That would set a record for the franchise. The Brewers weren't very active in the offseason, but it's almost like picking up another ace pitcher. Right-handed starter Brandon Woodruff will try to take a major step in his comeback from surgery today. He'll face major league hitters for the first time in around a year and a half. Milwaukee has a split squad game today. If Woodruff can approach his performances like he was before he was hit by injury, he could become the team's pitching staff ace. The Brewers will play a split squad game today. They'll face the Angels in a game not being broadcast. The radio game for today is Milwaukee taking on the West Sacramento A's, formerly of Oakland, and soon to be the Las Vegas A's. The pregame is at 3 p.m., first pitch at 3:10 on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Is she what you wanted? Or has time changed your mind? Has your dream love gone crazy? And what brings you here tonight? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just give bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? I can see I really hold you.
friend. You don't have to tell me, and I won't ask again. Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she hurt like me, that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she hurt like me, that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for?
Well, there you go, Zoggy. It's your weekend wake up and Crystal Gale.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season. The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are taking you to 7 o'clock. We'll have a news update from the ABC News Network, a look at your forecast. And don't forget, in about 25 minutes, we will have a look at this week in entertainment history. It's all part of your weekend wake-up, including Little Big Town and Sugar Land.
Then look over me. I'm an ordinary man. They don't tell me nothing, so I find out all.
I can see, but I feel it, and it helps.
listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when a time